Yo, what the fuck? Yo, what's the deal, yo? Man, I'm just listening to myself talk real quick. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Make sure I got my vocals right. Here we are again. Yeah, I know it's been a minute, right? It's your boy. I'm back. It's your boy, Fella Good, and welcome back to Fella Good Podcast, baby. Yes, let's go. Let's get it. 2022. Yes, FGP. We in the house. We're in the building. We're back at it again. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, man. I miss you guys. I've been on a hiatus, and I'll explain why a little later. But I miss you guys. I miss so much that I miss about talking. For one, if you know me, you know I love hearing myself. I've always been told I had a great radio voice. And although Anchor is only audio, you know you could go to fellagoodpodcast.com on my own website that I built a couple years ago and get all the visual on YouTube, and it'll connect you there. I got when I first started on Anchor, I told you guys I was going to make my own website. I did that. We have on that, on fellagoodpodcast.com, we have Fellaflix. You click on Fellaflix, and you'll be able to get everything that I have as far as visual podcasts. But, before I tell you, oh man, and being away for so long, I forget about the structure and things, right? So let me back this back up. Fella Good Podcast, I think this would be episode, if I'm right, this would be episode 40. Don't quote me on that. Fella Good Podcast, episode 40, changes. Yeah, it's been a lot of changes. In 2022, it's been a lot of changes in my life. It's been a lot of changes, I'm sure, in your lives. And, changes is hard to deal with some people. Some people are scared of changes and just like to be complacent. And sometimes in that complacency, you can become stagnant because you don't want to change. And usually older people, they're kind of stuck in their ways. They don't like change at all. They don't want to switch up anything. They get used to their routine. Well, even in life, you can get used to a routine. In relationships, at work, all things, you can get used to a routine. And you can come complacent and stagnant and not wanting more. And I'm not saying, that's a bad thing, but it can hinder you from growth. And if you know anything about me and Fella Good Podcast, it's all about growth. It's all about evolving. I always spoke about evolution. And it's all about going to the next level. You have some people who've had jobs for 20 years and they've been working at one place, not getting paid very much, but they're okay with it. They become complacent with that. They become content with that and not wanting more. And that's okay if you don't want more. But me, myself, I want more. I want it all, actually. I want everything that I can have that this world has to offer. But again, before I get going, episode 40, it's either episode 40 or 41. I'll go back and fix it. But Fella Good Podcast is brought to you by Goodfellas LLC. And again, like always, you can catch me on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Facebook, Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, just about anywhere you get your podcasts, you can catch me there. Spotify, I'm everywhere. I've over the last 3 years, I've been able to build Fella Good Podcast into something great. It didn't blow up like I expected, but it blew up. Through this journey, I've reached a lot of people. I've reached a lot of people. I've woke a lot of people. And, the whole purpose is, to get information out to you guys, to get out facts to you guys, and for you to take those facts and fact check them And when you do that, just simply by doing that, you allow yourself to engage in the questioning. Because you know, here at Fellow Good Podcast, we question everything. And I encourage each and one of you, like I always have, to question everything. Take nothing at face value. Question everything and do your research. And it's in that research that you'll find either the truth or the lie. And sometimes when you do your research, you stumble across the rabbit hole, and then you see how deep that individual hole goes, or where it connects to others that create bigger holes. Yeah. So here we go. Changes, right? So much has happened. Like I said, I know, you know, in your lives, your day-to-day lives, you've had changes, and you know, we've all had to go through a lot of changes since 2019, when the pandemic started. Try to be careful with my words. I've learned a lot about that. When the pandemic started, it changed us all, you know. Pretty much shook up our nation. And we had to figure out how to maneuver through these changes and embrace those changes and learn how to live in this new world that we have in front of us now. You know, anything from, you know, school, you know, kids not being in school and being at home all the time. And, you know, a lot of y'all had to switch up your lives as far as work. A lot of people are working from home now since the pandemic. And that's different. That can wear and tear on you. Kids are back in school now. I remember telling you guys about herd immunity and people were calling me crazy. But now they tell you with no problem that's what they wanted to do. That's neither here or there. People that are working from home now, is, you know, it's fatigue on the body, just, you know, constantly in the house all the time. And that itself can cause stress or create a mental disorder in one person, you know. Always being in the house. So just, you know, it's changes, right? Changes. Me personally, when there's change, I embrace the change. Because change can be good. Change can be bad. But either way it goes, for me personally, I embrace it. And I learn to adapt. And it's not easy for everyone to adapt. I get it, you know. But one thing for sure, being able to adapt helps you. Being able to adapt helps you evolve. But when we speak about changes again, you know, what do you want from life? What do you seek from life, you know? What is your goal? Do you have any goals? Speaking for myself, since I've been gone, I've went on a journey. I've talked about, you know, I've talked about Tony Stark being in the cave, you know, and creating Iron Man. And I love that. As I like to use that often because it's very symbolic to who you have here in front of you now. This man that you're listening to now, you know, I built Iron Man in that cave, you know. And what does that symbolize? Someone taking time out and being alone. A lot of people can't be alone. You know, here we go, talking about changes again. You can go from being in a relationship or being used to being with family or used to being, you know, living with roommates and stuff. And then you find yourself in a situation where you're alone. And some people can't do that. Some people can't. And so when you can't be alone, sometimes you will do things. I'm sure you all can agree. I'm talking, you know, somebody need to hear this out there. Sometimes when you're alone, in the fear of being alone, you'll do something in desperation, out of desperation to not be alone. No matter who or what it affects, you'll just do it, even if you know you shouldn't. Like I've always said, if you take the time out to be alone, you'll learn a lot about yourself, and it'll be in that moment of loneliness that you'll find out who you truly are. Because I was alone, and I found out who I truly was. Not only that, but I was able to evolve into the person, into the man that you're listening to today. Changes. What do you want in life? Again, I have a friend that's been working somewhere. I won't, put him out there, but he's been working somewhere for 15, 16 years, and he's only making $19. And I'm like, damn, well, where do they start them at, Like, they start them at $10, And so, anytime you're working, you're putting your blood, sweat, and tears, and most importantly, you know how we do here on FGP. Time is your most valuable asset. And so you put all this time into a company, working for another company that you have no stake in. And you put all this time into this company and you've got nothing to show for it. You've got nothing to show for it because you've just been working. You've just been working. There's no game plan. There's no game plan. There's no end game. There's no end game. You're just working. You're just working to work. Most people just work to work and they get 65 and they retire. And most of the time, they don't even have enough money to retire. And the way the economy is set up right now, there may not, when I retire, or when most people my age, I just turned 40, when most people my age get to retirement, there may not be anything left. So, do you have a plan for your life? If you don't, this would be a great time to start making a plan. Do you wish to leave your kids something? I got another person I know is working for a company for over 20 years and they make barely nothing. You're working somewhere for 20 years and making only $20 an hour. That doesn't add up to me. Like, you should be making at least $30, $40, But a lot of these companies cap you off. They'll give you raises and bump you up until you get capped off and then you go nowhere else. There's nowhere else to go. And so you're just stuck. But if you're complacent and you settle for that, if you have no drive to have more than that, but then you're fine with that. But I can't, me personally, I have to have more. I have a drive to have more, to be more. And that's no shots at people who are content with where they are in life. It's okay. It's okay to be content where you are. This isn't me talking down on those people, but someone needs to hear this. Maybe it'll wake that, if I, it's always been my goal, if I can reach one person, then I've done my job. But I know a lot of people need to hear this. Because, like I've always told you, you can do anything you want. You just got to put your mind to it. And not only put your mind to it, but put action to it. You can have and do whatever you want in this world, but you got to want it. So me personally, I have a plan. Like I said, I've been away for a while. I have a plan. I set forth a plan. I'm now a certified truck driver, and I have my CDLA, and I drive semis, 18-wheelers, doing running reefers, no touch freight, making pretty good money. But my goal is to do this for a while, make a lot of money, travel the world and see the world. You guys will be seeing me travel and do podcasts while I'm traveling, and you'll get to see some of the sites with me. But it's not just about that. It's about me. This is just a stepping stone for me, and I'll be making $100,000 a year this year, and that's great money, you know. But I'm not content with that. I want more. So my goal is to work this job for a couple of years, make enough money to possibly buy my own truck, and become an owner operator, and then run that for a little bit, and then I would like to buy a dump truck. If you know anything about dump trucks, here goes some free game. Dump trucks, if you own a dump truck and you don't, here's the key. You don't need to be an operator of that dump truck. You don't need a CDL, nothing for that dump truck. You can, as a regular person, go and purchase a dump truck and then lease it out to people who do have CDLAs that can operate the dump truck. But dump trucks can make you anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000 a day. Or is that a week? I'm sorry. $7,000 to $10,000 a week. You know, whether it's in the winter hauling snow or through the regular season, you know, working for different construction companies, cleaning up and hauling garbage or waste away. You don't even have to operate yourself. Now, if you want to, fine. You have your CDLs. That's what I plan to do. Once I get my dump truck, I'm going to operate it for a little while and make that 10,000 a week and make enough money to buy my own, a couple dump trucks and lease them out. And so I have a 15-year plan. I just turned 40. By the time I'm 55, guys that's listening, I will retire early at 55. That's my 15-year plan. I'm putting in the work right now so I can retire at 55 and my son can run and my daughter can run Goodfellas Trucking, which would be, spliced into two. You'll have Goodfellas Trucking, semi hauling, reefers, flatbeds, and then you'll have Goodfellas Dump Truck. And my kids will own that business. They won't have to call anyone boss because they'll be the boss. And they'll continue to run a business that I set up for them. And they'll be rich and they'll be good to go. They'll have money and they'll have their own business that they can hire people to run those semis and run those trucks. Because by then, in 15 years from now, I have the whole game plan laid out for them. And I'll have the business already running and self-sufficient. Again, my goal. That's my goal. So I can have things set up for them. Whether they go to college or not, whatever they choose to do, they won't have to go work for someone and contribute to that company's bottom line when they can contribute to their own family's bottom line. And this is no shot at my parents, but they didn't leave me. My dad, when he died, he didn't leave me anything. He left my mom 60 grand. Bless her heart. When she goes, what will she leave? These things aren't taught to us like it should be. But I work at a Jewish, one of the biggest Jewish synagogues in Minnesota, which is Temple of Israel, and they had a synagogue and a school. And in the school, they taught their kids this. They taught their kids earlier on, we're talking fifth grade, sixth grade, they teaching them what I'm telling you right now. And that's to leave money and business and wealth behind for your kids. So then in return, your kids can continue to run that wealth and have that money and leave it for their kids. And that's the way it's supposed to be done. And that's how most of the rich people, the one percenters, do it. They leave an inheritance. Some leave just a lot of money. Some leave money in a business. Some just leave a business. Either way, leave something for your children. So at 55, 15 years from now, I'm going to be in Brazil, kicking my feet up, still doing podcasts and talking to you guys. And whenever I need some money, I'll just call my son up and tell him, hey, son, wire me 10 grand, 20 grand, whatever I need. But I'm retiring 10 years early, before 65, and I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to move somewhere in Brazil, out of the United States, and have fun and enjoy my life. Life is too short, you guys. you know? So you got to enjoy it while you're here. You know, you're not promised tomorrow. You could be gone the next, you know. You just never know. So live it up. Live it up. Enjoy life. Plan. Don't be complacent. Don't be content. I urge you to push the envelope and do what you want to do. If you truly want to do whatever it is, do it. We've talked enough, you know, I've done a lot of talking personally, and I never really put action into things. But now I have, but, you know, now I'm really putting in, you know, I always wanted to drive trucks, and now I'm in a position to do it. I'm doing it. It's fun. It's great. But it's a bigger picture, and each day I'm getting closer to working towards those goals I just laid out for you guys, where my two kids will be good to go when I turn 55, they'll be good to go. Just in case you're just tuning in, this is Fella Good Podcast, brought to you by Goodfellas LLC. You can check me out at fellagoodpodcast.com. Or, of course, right here on Anchor. So, well, let's address the elephant in the room, shall we? No, you're thinking, Fella Good, where you been? Where you been going? Where you been hiding? What happened? You used to drop episodes back to back to back to back. A lot of great content on YouTube. And, well, I decided to stop doing podcasts for a little while because, as you all know, historically, people like me, and when I say people like me, let's not get it confused. You guys know me. You know my heroes. My heroes. As soon as you go to fellagoodpodcast.com, you'll see my heroes pop right up. You scroll down a little bit, you'll see them. It's Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali. That's who I am. You know, I am a mix of both of those men. And we all know historically, men like that get punished or killed. They killed Martin Luther King, which I did an episode on him called MLK Day, on Martin Luther King's birthday a couple of years back. I talked about Martin Luther King, and it wasn't very, you know, I went there. One thing you can count on me to do is go there. And I went there, but they killed Martin. They killed Huey Newton. They killed so many black men. They killed Malcolm. They killed any people like me that speak the truth and don't want to go, that want to go against the grain, usually get killed. So I stopped doing the podcast because I had a lot of different changes in my life that happened, and I just had to reset. But then when it came back to doing the podcast, there was a couple things that stopped me from starting back. But before I talk about those couple things, I want to let you know that I forgot the most important thing. I do this for me. I do this for me in hopes I find like minds, which I do and I have. Like I said, if I can catch one person and unplug them, then my job is done. But I also do it for me. It's therapeutic. It feels good to sit here and talk, knowing that the world at any time could download me and my information and listen to me. There's people that tell me they put on my podcast and go to sleep just because I have a nice voice. And they listen to me talk and they go to sleep. Some people told me they are at work, you know, and you know, I used to listen to other people's podcasts when I'm at work. You know, people tell me they do that. They listen to the podcast and they love the information and they love the knowledge. But I do it for me because I forgot that I actually love this. And I think I kind of fell out of love because I expected so much support. And I've talked about this before, but most of my support doesn't come from my friends. Most of my support doesn't come from my loved ones, because most of the time, your loved ones and friends won't support you because it's you. It's the foreign people that don't know me have been my biggest supporters. It sucks, but you can be in a relationship with someone and they want, you know, I've talked about this with, you know, sleeping with the enemy. Are you sleeping with the enemy? Part one and two. Go check those out. And I talked about this. Your better half, your mate, your person that you are with in a relationship should always support you in the things you do. So, you know, you might be with somebody and you might be a rapper and they don't support you or nothing. But then they're getting another relationship and the guy they're dating or whatever is a rapper. And you'll see her on Facebook and Instagram with, you know, supporting the guy, you know, because some people just don't want to support you. But they'll support someone else doing the same thing, you know, have on their fucking T-shirts and be at their concerts, filming and dancing and all that. But, you know, different people bring out different things in other people. So don't get discouraged because your mate, your love won't back you. But just also know that's probably a red flag to let you know you're sleeping with the enemy. But anyway, I had to get out of my own way and realize that I do this because I love to do it, first and foremost. And I had lost that love because I didn't think I was getting the support that I deserved. And also, I don't want to be, at the time I'm thinking, I don't want to be killed for telling the truth, because we know that's historically what happens to whistleblowers, especially black men that tell other black people the truth about this world. They end up dead. So I fell back. And when I fell back, I had stumbled across a man. I was already listening to Young Pharaoh and King Seti, and Young Pharaoh had went through a lot. We witnessed Young Pharaoh be touched by the people. We witnessed Young Pharaoh go with the grain, and we watched Young Pharaoh go against the grain, and we watched him go with the grain. So we've seen both sides of it, and we've seen a shakeup in his life, but now he's back to talking that shit. Now he's back on point and talking that shit. And, I know no one's perfect. Any man can be wavered if he'll do things for money. And that's one thing another thing that I know was different about me is that you can't give me any amount of money to do anything. I'm not moved by money. You can't have me, you can't ask me to put on a woman's dress for $100,000. I'm also saying, who gives a fuck? Put on the dress, you're going to be paid. I won't do it. Like, anyone that knows me knows I won't do it. I don't move for money. I make money move for me. So you can't dangle a carrot in front of me and expect me to tap dance. You can't put a bag of money in front of me and expect me to tap dance. And, you know, before I stopped doing the podcast, an episode, it might have been 30, I don't know what episode it was, so I won't say it, but it was called Agenda 21, and it had a part one and part two, and if you guys remember, they took part one and left up part two, and so then I was going to, since they did that, they took it because they said I was giving misinformation about COVID. Which I never mentioned the word in part one or two. But because we have artificial intelligence and AI is adaptive, it was, the algorithm was trying to the algorithm jumped the gun because I was talking about Agenda 21, which is population control. The algorithm guessed or predicted that I would speak on COVID, and I didn't. And so they falsely took down my video, so I asked them to put it back up, and if they wouldn't, there would be consequences. They didn't put it back up. I still have it. I have copies of everything, but I didn't put it back up, and they They kept it and deleted it. And so, rightfully so, I had a case against YouTube. So then I go looking for, you know, different lawyers and telling them what happened, explaining to them what happened. And no lawyer wanted to take the case because we both know who owns YouTube, who runs YouTube. And to take that case, long story short, a lot of people were scared and wouldn't take the case. And I could have tried to fight them myself, which I'm smart enough to do. But I ended up just letting it go because timing, I kind of just let it go. And I shouldn't have. I should have sued their asses. I should have because I had a case because I never spoke that word. And that was the, you know, again, trusting in their algorithm. The algorithm jumped the gun and thought I would talk about said word. And I never said that when I was thinking about when the thing is, when I speak on Agenda 21, I'm talking, it's around the time of the George Floyd killing and all the other reckless killings of black men around the world that were happening, and women. And so that's what I was speaking on more than anything, is just how we're being lynched and murdered and killed off to add to the agenda of depopulation control. So then that happened, and I felt some kind of way. So when I stopped, I just stopped. And again, so I stumbled, during the time I've been away, I stumbled across Kevin Samuels, which is a man, a black man, on YouTube, was on YouTube, rest in peace, he's dead now, because he was a man who essentially told black men that you are worthy, and you have worth, and you're somebody, and you deserve the best. He was telling black men this, and it was getting around. Now, many women didn't like Kevin Samuels and his approach and how he talked to women. He was hated by many women. A lot of people didn't like his approach. But his message was clear that men and women, black women and men especially, in particular, were here. And not just blacks, all people, but you know, he was talking to the black man and the black woman. We were here to work together. We were here to build together and recreate. But now, you know, here in this, in the world we live in now, women think it's the truth. They're independent and they don't need a man. And of course, this goes to the agenda of the elites because they don't want us to work together and get along. So now we have that dynamic. Women are independent. They don't need a man. When we do need each other, it's quite clear we need each other. This is what we were created to do, to be together and help each other grow and build and evolve. So I bring up Kevin Samuels because when I was thinking about jumping back into podcasting, I said, well, shit, they killed him, you know. And I know the way he died is, you know, come on, let's act like y'all know we felt a good podcast, baby. We know they killed Kevin Samuels. Kevin Samuels was no different than Malcolm, Fred Hampton, or anybody else that tried to wake his people up. Because he just didn't speak about relationships. He talked about a lot of stuff we talk about here on Fella Good Podcast. They killed him. And so I said to myself, I don't want to do this podcast shit, man. You know, I got something to do, you know, with my life. I want to, you know, I got a goal. I got things I'm trying to do. And I don't want to be killed for, you know, they killed him because he started to wake people up in the masses. And, you know, just think if people were catching on a Fella Good Podcast like that, I'd probably be out of here now. So I get, you know, through my hiatus, I had people calling me and, hey, man, why are you not doing any more videos? I had this one friend of mine I've been friends with for about 20 years, a really wonderful woman, which I won't name her. She's a beautiful woman. Oh, my God. Just a beautiful soul, a beautiful spirit. And she calls me up one day and she says, hey, Coke, As y'all know, my name Koger, last name Koger. What's up, Koger? What you doing? And she says, why aren't you doing any more? Why aren't you doing any more? She calls me her honey bunny. She says, hey, honey bunny, why aren't you doing any more podcasts? Why'd you stop doing podcasts? I said, you know, I took a little break, and I explained to her like I explained to you guys, Kevin Samuels, and she said, I don't care about any of that shit. You need to get back out there and start doing your podcast, because that shit was fire, and that shit meant something to me, and it means something to a lot of other people, too. Don't let anything deter you from doing what you love to do. That was important, you know. I had got a lot of calls like that, but she said, don't let anybody or anything deter you from doing what you want to do, what you love to do. And I'm here to tell y'all the same thing, you know. Don't let anybody deter you or throw you off your course. You're on your, you know, on, you know, I've always said it, when you're on your way and you're on the path or on the road to success, on the path to greatness, and you're ascending, you're selling and moving forward and moving up and evolving, it's always going to be obstacles in your way to stop you. And those deterrents can come in many forms and fashions, whether it's a sleeper cell that you're with and you think you're in a relationship with somebody. You know, there was research done on Malcolm X and Martin Luther King when they were kids, and their IQ was documented, and people knew what they were going to be. They knew they were going to be great. And so if you know something's going to be great, you might, the elite might send a sleeper agent your way to throw you off your path. I mean, it's possible. Not saying I've had it happen to me, but it's possible. To stop you from reaching that level. You think these people don't realize that I was, you know, I'm out here popping this shit and people are listening? I'll become a problem if the masses start picking up like Kevin Samuels. So anyway, my friend tells me, honey bunny, Junior Bunny, she called me, Junior Bunny. She said, you really need to start back doing it. I want to see you back doing it. If anybody fucks with you, you got more people than you know that's got your back. And I told her I love her and I appreciate her for that. She kind of lit a spark in me, you know. I said, you know what, she's right. You know, life is short. Do what you love to do. And so here I am, guys. I'm back at it again. And I'm gonna start this thing back up and get going. There's so much to talk about. There's so much going on in the world. We're in a bit of a cookie at this point. We're in a hard place as Americans. If you haven't realized, since 2019 to now, the middle class has been wiped out. There is no more middle class. There's either the high class, the rich, or poor. And I was talking about this years ago, but it's here now. If you haven't realized, the middle class has been wiped away. We have, you know, the prices of things have skyrocketed, and everything costs more now. Everything's expensive now. Inflation has, you know, it's been crazy. Inflation has put a lot of people out of work. A lot of people made a lot of people homeless. This is the new world now. Gas prices are high. Everything's high since the pandemic. And let me remind you, we're still in the pandemic. There's still new strains. I was telling my friend about the movie Outbreak and how now we're living in that movie. And you know, I always talk about how movies project the future. Well, when they made that movie Outbreak back in, I don't know, 1990, 1998, something like that, 95. When they made that movie Outbreak, they were projecting now. And then what do we got? We had the monkeypox. You know, so much different strands and strains going on, and they hit you with the monkeypox. It's just a whole lot going on with that and just, you know, these diseases and stuff. And I just want to remind y'all, we are still, in fact, in a pandemic. I would like to also remind you that when Trump called a state of emergency, which invokes secret laws for each state, that emergency isn't over until it's, you know, he called that back in 2019, I believe, 2020. And that state, we are still in a state of emergency, which gives each state their own separate individual powers to operate in different ways. A lot of people are aware of that. Now that I'm into trucking, I found out that a lot of trucking people are woke, are preppers, are like-minded like me. So they're aware of that. It's just good to know that. Like, a lot of people don't know we're still in a state of emergency. So anytime our authorities here in Minnesota can invoke certain things like martial law and different things like that without hesitation, because the state of emergency is declared. So it must be unclear, you know, it has to be called off or what would you call it, dismissed or dismantled or whatever before it's over. So I just wanted to remind you guys that we're still in a state of emergency and we are in fact still in a pandemic. I was watching something on YouTube about, you know, when they stormed the Capitol, and some very valuable questions were brought up. One, how did they storm the Capitol when the Capitol was open and they were letting people in? And then I seen where this one girl, you know, fake news, they would question a girl that's supposed to be Black Lives Matter. You know, you got a group of Black Lives Matter, and it's not one black person in the group. But again, you guys know where I stand on Black Lives Matter. And Tamika Mallory and George Soros, I'm not going to do all that today. But the lady's crying, and the reporter says, "What happened?" And she says, "I got maced." And as a close-up, she has a blue rag. And I was, you know, if I was doing the visual, I would show you guys. But she has a blue rag. And in that blue rag is like a, looked like a little baseball cut in half, which I perceive to be an onion. And she rubs the towel like she's wiping her eyes, says she got maced for trying to go in the Capitol. And what happened was she was rubbing the onion on her eye to increase the tears and the redness and the swelling. You know, like a psyop. See, a lot of people think storming the Capitol was a Black Lives Matter thing. But lo and behold, if you paid attention, you would know it was a setup for them to get Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Because just like our lovely president's son, Joe Hunter Biden, not Joe, I'm sorry, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, we know we had, we know his laptop went missing, and we're still yet to hear about what's on there. We have seen some things on there. You know, him with a kid, underage kid, naked. We've seen that. It's that, you know, you can go, you know, if you're just hearing this for the first time, you can go on Google and type in Hunter Biden lost laptop pictures, and you'll see him taking a picture with a very young girl, and he's naked. And so when they stormed the, you know, when they stormed the Capitol, there's two gentlemen who were ex-military. And people were saying, that's Antifa, that's Antifa. And the gentleman had hard drives and laptops in their hand leaving. And they said, we're not Antifa. Those were secret agents sent in by the good guys to get Nancy Pelosi's laptop. When at the time Trump was president, she started panicking, and you see she wanted to impeach him right away. See, it's always an overlay from an underlay, like my brother would say. There's always an overlay for the underlay. And so the overlay was the riot. The underlay was getting Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Because you only can imagine if the things on Hunter Biden's laptop, man, you can only imagine what's on Nancy Pelosi's laptop. A lot of crime, a lot of treasonous acts. But there's no, when we speak about the word treason, there's no secret that we have people, officials, and higher-ups that have committed serious amounts of treason. And per the Constitution, an individual caught committing treason is to be punished by death. By death! Put in front of a firing squad. So when we speak about the word treason, damn near everybody in the White House needs to just get lined up and popped off. I've always said that. Because they've all committed treason. There's no sense. It makes no sense for us to be sending money to the enemy. And it doesn't take a brainiac to know that for years, centuries, decades, we have sent money over to the enemy in many different facets. And that is by, per Constitution, treason. So I'm just sprinkling you guys with a little bit. I know I started off light and I got a little heavy, but there's a lot going on in our world right now, but you can leave it up to me to uncover it. I'll make sure you find out about it because it's my job to bring it to you, dissect it, and then you take it and dissect it. You know, this is like a classroom. You come in, sit your ass down, got your pen and paper, got your bottle of water, sit down and listen and take notes. And after class is over, you take those notes and you do your research. And I don't mean just Googling shit. You do your research. Go get some books. Go get some newspapers. Dig and find out how far that rabbit hole goes. So it's been a minute since I've been back. I don't want to hold you guys too long. I know the attention span that we have now is much more shorter than when I started Fella Good Podcast almost 3 years ago. And it's not my goal to keep you guys for an hour. I'll try to keep it shorter. But, you know, when I get to talking again, I love to hear my voice. And I hope you do, too. Changes. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Changes are going to come either way you want them or not. It's up to you how you deal with those changes, how you accept them, and how you adapt to those changes. Do you embrace them and just adapt? And always be willing to push the envelope and evolve. It's in that change that you will evolve into something greater. I want each and one of you to want more because I want more for you. I'm going to close out like I always do. I want each and one of you, first of all, first and foremost, I'd like to thank all of you for taking a moment of your day to stop in and listen to Fella Good Podcast right here on Anchor. I appreciate you. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be right here with me. There's a lot of people that didn't believe in Fella Good Podcast, and it's not that I want to prove them wrong. I've already proved them wrong because I know a lot of you rock with me. I know a lot of y'all fuck with me. And I plan to take this to another level. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep grinding. I'm going to take this to another level. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. It's our most valuable asset. You'll never get the time back. And you could have been anywhere truly. But you chose to come in and tap in with me. And so I thank you for that. And I hope that you be blessed. I hope that you be highly favored. I hope that you keep protective shield around your energy. Protect your energy. If nothing's positive coming in, if it's negative, only positive in, negative out. We're not doing any negative energy over here. Protect your energy. Know your worth. Know that you are a superhero. Know that you have superpowers. To those that are empaths or feelers and can feel things, the universe is off kilter, but it's slowly getting back to where it needs to get, but it's still going to be some time. I know you can feel that. It's weird. Just know it's going to be all right. Be strong. Stay strong. Protect your energy. And I love y'all. Until next time, it's your boy, Fella Good. Thank you for tuning in to Fella Good Podcast, brought to you by Goodfellas LLC. Please go check out fellagoodpodcast.com. Check us out on YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe. iHeartRadio, Facebook, Pandora, Spotify, all streaming services that you can find podcasts on. You can find me. And with that being said, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all, and I'm out. Until next time, peace.